At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I did cause all the problems, okay. But then I apologized, okay. And then I think we're good now. I believe my purpose here on Earth, I'm a bullshit police officer. Okay. I'm the bullshit police. All of you have either quit or been fired before. Andrew, did you quit?
A little of both.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. In today's episode, Vicki Gumbelson and Doug Buden join the show. We talk about suing Madonna, the Tres Amigas, and of course, insurance. Morning.
Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Michael Smith is here, your boyfriend of 2 years. Welcome, Michael. Have you ever done radio before?
No, I've never done this.
Okay. So I told
you're doing great.
Yeah, you're so far. You're doing so well.
Thank you for inviting him because I just needed him to drive me up here because I hate driving in LA.
So. I know. It takes a while to get used to it. So we had drinks last night at the One Hotel. How was your room?
Perfect.
Okay. Did they upgrade her to the suite or no? They just give her a room?
No.
See, Meghan King, they upgraded to a suite. I don't know why.
They're a Meghan fan.
Do not show favoritism or I might have to pull out my gloves.
And you went across the street to Katana.
We did.
You had a nice dinner.
I love Katana.
Now, we were talking yesterday about the Madonna concert and how we all want to go. But it's been a little, I think, inconsistent with the time that she goes on stage.
Correct.
Now, so one of our listeners, Orphy, she did go to Madonna last night, and she reported back. So okay. This is what happened.
And the showtime that's listed is 8:30 p.m.
Yes. She said 8:30 p.m., the DJ starts. Okay. So that's fun. 9:30, the DJ stops. So that tells me then we don't really need to get there until like 9:15, right? Then 9:46, just music. 9:51, drag queen.
Ooh.
9:57, Madonna. 12:04, good night.
Whoa.
Wow. I just went to Adele. She was on time. She was personable. I would be walking out. I mean, there's no way.
See, I was talking about this yesterday, but I really want to go to the concert. But now that I know, I feel like I don't need to get there till, say, 9. And then I could handle it. I think I could be there. So I'm there till midnight. I'm home in bed by 1, but I'm up at 5:30.
Yeah,
but
that's the thing.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling in L.A. she would even start later. I just feel
it's
that.
A school night. We gotta be on time.
I know. So what was happening, Vicki, we were talking yesterday. There's two people that went to her concert in Brooklyn. I think it was in December. And they're suing because she didn't go on until 10:45.
You can't sue for that.
She went on for 10:45.
That's wrong. But you can't sue for that.
But here's the thing. They couldn't get trains. They had to get Ubers. They had to pay the babysitter an extra 3 hours. They have to get up in the morning. They got family responsibilities. They have work responsibilities.
And they pay a lot for the tickets.
And they pay a lot for the tickets. But and we were saying that the people that can afford those tickets have jobs.
Correct.
And we have to get up the next morning.
We have to work.
Yes.
But is it just Madonna? Is it not like the management company or whatever that's... I guess it is. She's probably the one who's like,
but
no, I'm not ready.
If she's sticking to this schedule and I have an idea of what's happening here, I feel like I could do it. And especially if it's a Thursday night, then I can go without sleep knowing that Friday and Saturday I can catch up with my sleep.
She should put that out there. That, oh, by the way, I'm not going to appear till 11 o'clock.
Well, I think everybody
or 10:30
knows.
Or 9:30, whatever the numbers are.
Yeah.
You're right. It really should be
Let
clear.
Let me know ahead
it's
of time.
Not, the show's not at 8:30. I mean, yes, the DJ's on from 8:30 to 9:30.
I don't want to hear the DJ.
I don't either.
I want to hear Madonna.
Correct. That's what I'm paying for.
Yes.
I agree with you. Now, I guess we could just dive right into it. There was the Tres Amigas show.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some changes with
Lots
the Tres
changes.
Amigas show. Now, I'm wondering, now, Doug, your role suddenly got bigger.
That's right. I'm a Tres Amiga now.
See? You wish for it, and guess what?
I wonder where that dress is, and there's that pair of heels.
The orange jumpsuit.
So the Tres Amigas is a live show that you used to do with Shannon and Tamara.
Mm-hmm.
And I was lucky enough, before the band broke up, to do the improv Irvine. I went, and I had a great time. It was a great show.
We loved
so
it.
It was so successful that you girls got together and decided to do additional shows. And that takes a lot of effort, correct?
It does. So we did two in Phoenix, two in Irvine, two in California. And the rehearsal for it, we hired a choreographer. We were like totally committed to this, got an LLC, got a bank account, got our t-shirts. And like we're going on the road. You know, we're going to do this. And Tamara decided she didn't want to be part of it anymore. So we're going on the road, Shannon and I, and we're going to have fun.
Okay, so as far as I know, there are 8 shows booked, right? So you've got, you're scheduled to be on March 13th, you'll be in Houston. March 14th, you'll be in Austin, Texas. March 20th in Indianapolis. March 21st in St. Louis. April 24th in Naples. April 25th in Boca. May 7th in Portland. And May 8th in Ontario.
Wow.
So to go, you can get tickets at, was it at Vicki Gunvalson? Or where do we go to get tickets?
No, we're going to go to HP
Talent. It's HPA Talent. Tickets.com.
Okay.
And so we hired a manager.
You can get the tickets for any of the shows if you go to HPATickets.com.
So we hired a manager, Paris Dijon. Actually, Julius, Michael, and Priscilla from Andy's show, they do our hair and makeup.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They referred us to Paris, and Paris is a brand manager. So he goes out and books bands and appearances like this, and he's like, I want this show. You guys are going to hit it. Big. So he came on board and told Tamara about it. She's like, yeah, I'm all about it. We did the Phoenix show. He got those booked. And then the situation happened with Shannon, and Tamara didn't really want to do the Phoenix show. But we did it, and we were a big success. We sold out. And then while she was in Scotland, I guess she had second thoughts and came back and called Paris, not Shannon or I, and said, I don't want to be part of it anymore. And I have not talked to Tamara since Phoenix.
Well, you haven't even talked to her.
Mm-mm.
I mean, since Vegas was at BravoCon?
Phoenix.
We did the two.
When was the Phoenix show?
Shows in Phoenix, right before.
What month?
Before she went to Scotland, so it was maybe a month and a half ago. I don't have the exact dates, but there was a text. Are you ignoring me? I'm like, blah, 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 back and forth. But there was no conversation. She never said I'm out, and I find that really hurtful because I thought we were in this together. But she's like, I'm really busy. I'm like, we're all busy. We're all busy. She asked Paris to give her at least 6 weeks notice, and she would go around her calendar. And she can back out, I guess, kind of. Anybody can back out of anything, but you give the people that you're doing it with a conversation.
Okay, so you were upset then that she had...
I'm hurt.
She spoke to the manager...
Paris.
...first, before she even...
She never even told Shannon and I. Paris
see.
Called us and told us.
She doesn't seem like someone who would avoid confrontation. If she was afraid you'd be upset, I'm surprised that she didn't reach out to you directly. Now, when I spoke to her, she said that she was very clear from the beginning that she couldn't commit to all the shows. Is that true?
There wasn't any commitment of any shows. We said we will schedule them when we're all available. I'm just as busy, if not busier, than her. So we all agreed, the three of us, that we were going to lay out the show for the rest of the year. And she goes, if I have at least 6 weeks notice, I'm going to start filming. We'll incorporate the shows around that. So we didn't even have any other shows booked.
So these 8 shows were not booked.
Correct.
I see. Before.
Correct.
So you had 4 shows under your belt.
Nothing else planned.
Nothing else planned. I see. And so then she calls Paris and says, I'm out.
I'm out. And from what I hear, she said we were talking about her behind her back, and I said, no, it's actually in front of you.
See, that's the other thing. I believe that I had heard that she was concerned that you weren't being a loyal friend, and then talking, you and Shannon were talking behind her back. The only thing I will tell you that my experience with Tamara, and Tamara is a friend of mine, is that often she of anyone on my show, she tends to listen to the people that are DMing her without hearing the show. So often I will get a text from Tamara, did you say this or did you do that? And I said, absolutely not. You need to hear the show. This has been misconstrued. And I said, this is an issue. Like, this has been a recurring issue with you and me. Like, and so when she told me about the fact that she felt you guys were talking behind her back, I said, who did you hear this from? And are you sure? Because these people on your DMs stir up shit a lot.
I think it's Caden.
Okay. No, we know Caden.
And we met him. He does social media for Tamara.
He did it for Tamara and Shannon. And he was hearing things from Shannon and sending it over to Tamara and not confronting Shannon directly. Because he would never do my social media. He's a troublemaker. So, you know, he asked to come into my DMs and handle my social media. I'm like, no, we're good. So
he would tell Tamara things that Shannon said publicly or privately?
Privately.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, so we don't know if that's
true. And I know what the issue was. It was, you know, unfortunately, we all know Shannon had a little situation, big situation. And
her DUI.
Yeah, Shannon's taking accountability for it and she's handling it. And it was a wrong mistake and I don't condone it and all that stuff. But all of a sudden now Tamara made it her problem, her issue. We shouldn't do the show because of that. No, one has nothing to do with the other. The show must go on.
And the show went on. We did two shows mm-hmm. together in
After
Phoenix.
That.
And the first show, they made a lot of changes to remove certain things. But the second show, everything was back in as normal. And Shannon embraced it. And mm-hmm. it was so fun. I mean, it was a great show.
We never said it's okay to drink and drive. We did say pour some tequila on me because we ad-libbed the words for that other song. But we took that out. And I don't drink a lot. Everybody knows me. Do I drink a lot?
I think you had one glass of wine the entire night last night.
I don't drink a lot. I hate drunks. It's a big deal for me. I hate drunks. I hate anger.
Well, it was
I hate
nice knowing you.
Personality changes. It really is a big...
You're on the wrong show.
It's a big thing.
Thank you for saying that.
That explains your beef.
I was married to an alcoholic my first marriage, and it is a disgusting habit for people getting drunk. I don't like it. I don't want to be around it. So if anybody says I condone Shannon, no, I do not like drunks. So was Shannon drinking too much? I don't know that night. I wasn't with her. All I know is what happened. And she's never driven drunk before. And, you know, Tamara lied and said, I wanted to hold you and I wanted to be in my bed next to you. She never called Shannon and said, how are you doing afterwards? Shannon had lived with us for a week or 10 days. I mean, mm-hmm. we were there for her. That's what friends do. You fucked up. I'm going to be there for you. We'll get through this.
But wasn't she, in her defense, filming Traitors?
Yes. But she also said she wanted to stay back and hug her.
But that
was the following day. And
she did reach out to Shannon, though.
Yeah, and then she was out of pocket.
She was concerned.
I know that. But she got back, and then she quit our show.
Right.
So something happened while she was doing
something
that.
In Scotland.
Well, she seems to be influenced by the people around her, right?
She doesn't, listen, she said Teddy Mellencamp's her very, very best friend, and Teddy Mellencamp would be there for her forever, and she's a better friend than me. Well, you know what? No. You've known Teddy Mellencamp for however many years. You've known me for 13, 14. We've had our ups and downs, but don't compare me to Teddy Mellencamp, ever.
Okay.
And we have a beef, and we will always have a beef.
But it would be good if you two spoke directly. I think that, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
So
I have a lot to say.
I said, first of all, I don't like all this drama. I don't like the dissension.
You were the cause of a lot of our drama for 4 years. We just
yes,
found
but
out.
We can get there.
Squashed it.
But what I'm saying is, my favorite, and I say it over and over and over again. I've said it on Watch What Happens Live. My favorite thing about Real Housewives of Orange County is the Tres Amigas. Mm-hmm. I love the relationship between you, Tamara, and Shannon. I'm friends with
it's
all
incredible.
Three of you. Whatever I can do to repair this, I will.
Tell her to tell me she's sorry.
Well,
don't destroy the band without having a conversation. We're a band. We're an act.
Let's consider the fact, and look, she's going to have to be responsible for this, but let's consider the fact that she might be influenced by other sources, right?
Whether
it's Caden, whether it's anyone else. And I think when she's...
I just got the push.
If
right
she
there.
Went to Scotland, you have no idea how many people were like, well, you can't associate yourself with Shannon anymore. This is a bad look for you. You have a business. You have this... Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just...
Okay, please. If somebody told me that, I would say, F you. I am friends with Shannon. I'm going to be there for her through this tough time. That's what a friend does.
Okay.
You don't bail out on somebody when they have a tough time.
I did tell Tamara. I said, I have never heard... I know you guys are angry with her right now.
I'm not angry with her. I'm disappointed in her.
Okay. I said, I've never heard that because she's like, they're talking behind my back. I said, not to me. They're not. They have never said anything negative.
I might have said her ego is very big and she thinks she's better than me and she's not. I'm not better than her. We're all equal. We're all people. We all have a brain and two eyes and two ears and one ass, big mouth, all of us. And I don't want her to think she's above me because she's full-time on Housewives and I'm not. Like, I think she thought...
Well, that could be your interpretation of what's going on. I feel like you need to have a...
That's what you're feeling.
That's how I feel and that how I feel is right.
It would really... Yeah. It was so... I will say, in that dressing room, because I spent more time with Vicky, Shannon, and Tamara over the course of those 2 days, obviously, than any other time. And I was so excited to see Real Housewives in the real world at the airport, backstage, mm-hmm. And it was so much fun.
We're
just
good fun.
Sitting in that green room before the show started, we were laughing. playing with each other's hair, myself included.
She hugged me after the show, and she said, this is us. Right. I love you, Vicky. And that was the last time I talked to her.
Right. And I understand that she went to the manager first, to Paris first, to say, I can't do the show. I think that's probably how it should happen.
No,
and then
you talk to the people you're working with.
And she should reach out to you as well. But what we're missing now is that rapprochement. The three of you just having a conversation together, because that's what you have.
I do think
yet.
She should have called them first.
She should have called us first.
I do.
Listen to me. We were friends.
What does it matter?
Because we're friends. We're friends. You call your friend and you say, Vic, I'm kind of disappointed that you are.
Or you call the employer. You call the booker and you say, I'm not going to be moving forward.
No. You call Vicky and
Shannon. Don't tell them. I'll let Shannon.
You don't call the booker first because you don't want that call from a booker.
No. You say, I'm going to let them know.
No.
I'm letting you
know. No, she's my friend.
So is that that's the crux? If she had called you first?
No, I think the whole thing of backing out of this is bullshit. We did 4 shows. We were on the road. We were having so much fun. And all of a sudden, it's gone. But guess what? The show's going on.
Yes. Okay.
The show's going on.
Okay. So let's look at what could have happened. Maybe she said, look, I can do Houston, but I can't do Austin.
Correct.
I can do Naples, but I can't
Correct.
Do Boca. And Ontario,
Correct.
No problem.
Correct.
But then, you know, pretty quickly she announced her live show.
1 week later.
So do you, okay. So do you think that maybe she had already made that decision that she was going to do her, I don't know.
I heart, I know what happened. From what I know, she said iHeart had that already booked, and she did tell us she had 1 live show with her husband and Teddy and Edwin. And then all of a sudden she brought Emily on. Why didn't she bring me on? Oh, that's right, because Teddy and I can't stand each other.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, let's go down.
No, because I'm friends with Teddy too. No.
You cannot be friends with Teddy.
Vicky, can't put
Teddy. You cannot be friends with Teddy.
Vicky.
Teddy asked me publicly. Teddy asked me publicly where I was January 6th. Excuse me, I was in Puerto Vallarta.
Instead of celebrating my birthday. Thank you very much, Vicky.
Yeah, gloves are off on that one.
Mm-hmm, that's right. We were having drinks. You were supposed to show up, Vicky.
I wasn't invited.
Okay. So Alexis Bellino, John Jansen. We were all friends with John Jansen.
Oh, this will go smoothly now.
A less controversial topic.
Yes. Let's move to a lighter topic. John Jansen was always lovely to me. He was always.
Us too.
He was generous. He was so fun. I had a great time with him. I'm disappointed that they broke up. I'm very disappointed that he is now dating Alexis. How do you feel about this?
Okay, so let's reverse just a little bit. So when the accident happened, Shannon was renting out Michael's place. So we're very close to this. John Jansen was over there taking Shannon to the doctor, doing all this. We had dinners together after that. That was just 2 months ago, okay? 2.5, whatever the numbers are, 8 weeks, 9 weeks, 10 weeks, doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, John was there for Shannon during this situation. Then paparazzi were outside of Michael's house, so we said, come to Kodo. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to get through the gate. It's very quiet there. That's why I like living there. Mm-hmm. Shannon comes there. She's in the downstairs bedroom. She's got Archie. We're all good. We're a happy family, the four of us, okay?
Right.
Archie, Shannon. And John was crickets, okay? After she went to Kodo, he was crickets. Didn't really return a lot of phone calls, blah, blah, blah. Then Shannon's like, well, I don't think we're going to make it. I go, do you love him? She goes, I do. I think he loves me, blah, blah. Then they supposedly, Alexis and John met at A's, which is a watering hole in Newport Beach that everybody used to go to, including this one to the right of me. So I got him to Kodo.
I like A's.
The one across from you as well.
Mm-hmm. I like A's.
So anyway, I guess they met for the first time, and the next thing you know, they're madly in love, and she's got a promise ring. A day later. So that's very hurtful to Shannon. John wants to redeem himself on the show because I guess there was a bad connotation of him. I don't know how the viewers and how the other cast felt about it because I wasn't filming with them last year. So now he's using Alexis to supposedly redeem himself.
Do you think this is the best way to redeem himself?
He's going to look like an asshole. Just to FYI, John, go away. If you're madly in love with Alexis, get off of social media. Nobody needs to know about you guys. And she is using that as a platform. Meet my new love, and it's Banks, the dog. Okay, people already know Banks. Like, it's not. I love Banks as much as I love Johnny. What? So it's way too much. It's called love bombing. I had it happen to me. and Brooks did it to me, and I was hook, line, and sinker. Mm-hmm. It happens. And you can't love somebody after a week of dating or 2 weeks, you know, and a promise ring after a month, wearing it on this finger right now, it's gross. Mm-hmm. You really love each other, go away and figure out your relationship quietly. Don't rub it in Shan's face.
Do you think that Alexis Bellina would have been asked back to the show if she was not dating John Jansen?
Doubt it. I mean, she was, I think, one season wonder. I mean, there was no real substance with her.
I don't think she would have been asked back.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think there would have been other, maybe better choices, mm-hmm. to be honest with you.
A lot of better choices.
And, you know, Alexis was lovely to us, and she's cool. been on the show, and she went to our live show and the whole thing. I just don't think...
No. Hey.
Sorry, she is very boring. Sorry, there's not a lot, not a lot of stuff going on in there.
She was lovely.
I'm sure she is lovely, and I've had a lovely-ish relationship with her-ish. I mean, I just don't see any, like, wow, let's choose Alexis Bellina to be a friend this season. Like,
right.
Come on.
It was convenient because of the situation.
I thought I would see Gretchen back before. I mean, I thought there would be other people that I would see come back before Alexis. But I do believe the John Jansen union
And he wants to redeem himself through Alexis and rub it in Shan's face.
Right.
That's hurtful.
Yeah.
I don't like people hurting people. That's gross. He is hurting Shannon by shoving this on social media. Meet Johnny. Like, nobody's ever called him Johnny before.
Before I take a break, I did want to ask you, I've noticed that, you know, I've watched Housewives from the very beginning. And I'm just curious, like, what became kind of a vehicle to witness these women, like, leading these aspirational lives. And now I feel like they're trading that for people that maybe do not have aspirational lives at all.
Right.
For drama. And I mean,
maybe that's why I'm not anymore, because I don't like drama.
Well, yes, but you did have that aspirational
life. I do have an aspirational life. I have three homes, and I'm jet setting everywhere, and I'm dating an incredible man, and I'm...
Who, by the way, buys you real nice jewelry. I did notice all the Cartier last night.
Oh, really?
You got good taste.
Thank you.
And I'm not wearing it on this finger like Alexis, because he has an
aspirational life. Oh, no, promise ring. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch, because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know. Refill? Everyone flies their own way. Delta. Keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Michael, what is it like to date Vicky Gunvalson? Because she's intense.
That's a loaded question. It's been awesome, honestly. She is genuine. She has a huge heart. We've been dating a little over 2 years now. Yeah.
She blink is, your eyes if you're call if it's a call for help. Come on.
She's grabbing me right now.
No, we laugh a lot.
No, we have a great time.
We always get lost if I have the directions.
And one of the greatest things, I mean, we've become best friends. We really have. We spend almost every minute together. I enjoy it. We travel.
We thank Kelly Dodd for that introduction.
Kelly introduced you?
I've known Kelly a long time. Yeah, from Newport Beach.
Did you know that?
And she introduced me to Vicky. Yeah.
And it was like, wasn't it? It was like 3 weeks after you, because you and Kelly had a beef also.
Yeah, we did.
And then you squashed it. And then 3 weeks later, Kelly set you up with Michael.
I want you to meet somebody. I'm like, oh, do I have to start dating again? I was getting ready to head back to Chicago, where I'm from, because I thought the California people are just not my gig. Mm-hmm. And I gave him 18 things when we had our first date right out of the gate. I said, oh, by the way, this is what I want
in
a man.
You had a list? Your checklist.
Right away.
Oh, yeah.
You showed up with a list.
What was on my notes in my iPhone? So I gave him that list. I said,
Jeff, I showed up. I was not looking for a girlfriend.
Right.
She shows up with this list.
With a list.
And
what was on
going
my phone?
Down it. And at about the fifth one, sixth one, I go, yeah, I wear cowboy boots. Yes, I'm from Texas. All this.
It can't be from California because I'm from
and
Texas.
She got down to where, do you have a boat? And I said, I'm never going to own a boat. And so she took that off the list. So
I said, you've got to like to travel. You have to like Mexico. You have to have a passport. You have to be a Christian. You have to, well, all my things. Mm-hmm. You have to be a family man and you have to be divorced. You have to have a child. So
was it really a boat was on your list?
Because I love boning. But I took the boat off.
I will
you
say.
You could have a boat.
She settled.
I'll get the boat off. Because I had a boat
night,
with Don. And
we are sitting at the one hotel bar. And Vicky starts talking about like investing and business and money and this life insurance and blah, blah, blah. 1031 exchanges. And I'm like, Michael, I'm so turned on right now. I'm like, this is like foreplay. Because she's so smart.
Yeah.
Smart, and I was like learning a lot from you last night,
me too.
And
you
it was
have
actually
that in common.
It was motivating me. It was like motivating me to go out and do more and make money and invest. And so do you do like speaking engagements?
I do.
Yeah,
I do. I'm gonna do a finance tour. Paris Hilton got me on a finance tour, so we're gonna do that. Financial fitness, and so it's gonna be with Vicky.
Yeah,
budget,
so,
and expenses, and all that fun stuff.
Wow.
I imagine she's always challenging you, Michael.
Always.
Where's your spreadsheet?
No. So Jameson, you've met Jameson before. Mm-hmm. He used to be just the sweetest, nicest, most respectful guy.
Uh-oh.
And then
what
happened?
I still am, Jeff.
And then what happened is, we've worked together for many years now. And yes, I poke fun, and yes, I drag him a little bit publicly.
Occasionally.
And I just
roll
think
the tape.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like now what's happening is he's now fighting back. So he will send in the night, he'll send in the evenings. He'll be like, here's just a couple questions for tomorrow, because he's also very interested in Real Housewives and all of that. But then he throws in, let's see, would a life insurance premium for someone as old and handicapped as Jeff make sense? Could even get one if he tried?
The answer is, I need to see your medical records.
It's not going
to
be good, Vicky.
and I need
there
to know.
Asked and answered.
I need to know what your driving history is. Ooh. If you've had a DUI, by the way, you're not insurable.
I think it's off the record by now.
Okay, so that's funny about emails. So what time of night are you getting emails from me as I'm laying next to you? And what time your daughter getting emails from me? So she works for me, his daughter, Olivia. Love her. But if I can't sleep, I'm thinking and I'm sending emails out and I hear his phone ding, 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 ding. I'm like, who's texting you? Who's emailing you? He's like, you. So, yeah.
Well, I thought it was interesting. Shane then took over last night and was very interested in buying a life insurance policy. And I was like, oh, that's great. You know, it's a good idea. But then I realized he wants to take it out on me.
Of course, because if you kick the bucket, which you will one day, he's out of a job.
I have nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
So it's called a key man. We do that all day long.
What is it called?
Key man.
Okay.
So you're my key man.
He becomes the owner. He becomes a beneficiary. The business can pay for it, but then the business doesn't get that benefit. So the taxable, it's going to be taxable to you. So you have to pay the premium.
Mm-hmm.
Or you bonus him the premium.
Mm-hmm.
You're the owner, so if you guys ever break up, you can still have the policy. Oh, by the way, I still own Steve and Don's policies.
Really?
How well?
I'm going to put policies on my exes.
3 million.
Yeah. Do you have to know? Like, could I take a policy on anybody?
No,
I want?
No, you have to have an insurable interest.
But John could put one on me.
Absolutely.
Right?
I can.
But Shane, but see, you're going to be able to get another job. Shane won't. He has no skills.
What do you know about my...
He has zero skills.
You own it. You can work for 500 other people, but when you apply and when it's approved, you own it at that time.
Can I book an appointment with you, Vicky?
Amen.
I have some stuff to talk to you about.
So anyway, you can own an insurance policy. When I was married to Don, he bought the policy. I was his wife. I own it. When I was engaged to Steve, I bought the policy on him. I own it. Oh, by the way, Steve, I still have that policy on you.
How much is it?
600.
Nice.
And 2.1 on Don. So when one of those...
How's Don's health?
Well, it's good.
Oh.
Really?
But it's fine.
2.1, that'd be nice. Yeah. Right,
tax-free.
Now. Really?
That's tax-free?
All life insurance
How old
is
Don?
He's going to be 71.
I'm going to get one on myself.
Do we think he's going to live another 10 years?
Well, he'll live 10 years, but I'll keep paying for it.
Yeah.
We're all going to die in this room.
What happens if you go before Don? Then
my
who gets
kids,
get the
kid,
policy?
My kids are going to have to pay those premiums.
Okay.
But it is transferable then. Like
it, no, you it's can, not transferable. Oh, no, Don will always be the insured.
Right.
My kids will pay those premiums. And then when he dies, they will get
50-50. That's what I'm saying. The policy.
Yeah, because they're contingent beneficiaries.
Okay.
But you have to have an interest. So
you
can't. You
have an insurable interest in somebody. I don't have an insurable interest in Jonathan.
Right.
I don't. Okay, but you have an insurable interest in Jeff.
Have you insured Michael yet?
So press hard 3 copies.
Well, yeah, what about Michael?
We're working on that one.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so you will end up getting an insurance policy
on
Michael.
Absolutely.
Okay, but what I didn't understand, which felt weird to me last night, when you were talking to you, I should have one on Monroe. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Of course.
I don't even want to think about something
not for
happening
death.
To her.
It's not for death. It's for building tax-free cash.
Okay.
So you pay, let's say, $10,000 a year on it or $20,000 a year on her policy, which you can afford. And then you pay on it for 20 years and she's 27. You hand her the policy. Oh, by the way, honey, you've got $500,000 of cash value. You can borrow it out tax-free, mm-hmm. cash it out, or it's a paid-up policy and she'll have it for the rest of her life.
And you did that for your grandkids?
I did it for my grandkids. I did it for my children.
Can't you just buy a bond? That's what my grandparents did. They just buy me a bond. And
it's dollar for
interest for 30 years.
Boring. Okay, you're not buying a bond. You're buying an insurance policy because it's you have an insurable pennies on the dollar. So if I bought $1 million policy on me, I couldn't pay the money that it will reap back in the death benefit.
You need
a policy on me.
Let me ask you this, just a little bit of a left turn. What's going on with the... Is it my mic, maybe? Do I sound okay? Maybe it's my earphones.
Yeah, you sound great, yeah.
Oh, okay. You did a great job with your kids.
Thank you.
And they are very smart and productive and independent, mm-hmm. responsible, and all of that. Now, I have a little issue with Monroe in school right now, and she's in first grade. Mm-hmm. She has discovered that she can get out of things if she goes to the nurse.
Mm.
And these are the 3 reports that I just got in the last 3 weeks.
I want to hear her.
And so, yes, okay. Student states a classmate accidentally stepped on her right arm while getting up from quiet time. And so she had to be treated with ice. No redness or swelling, but she needed ice, mm-hmm. and she had to go to the nurse.
Mm-hmm.
While in recess, another student accidentally fell on her chest. Mild redness around chest area. Ice and rest.
Poor thing.
She
did.
Rest.
So if it was red.
Now, this is once a week now, Vicky.
I love this.
This is once
a
week.
She needs attention. You need to give her more attention.
Student reported her shoe was rubbing against her right ankle.
I love this.
Minimal redness and scabbing. No bleeding. In good spirits overall. Band-aid applied. Returned to class.
I love this.
She's doing this once a week.
Absolutely.
She complained about her shoe.
She's looking for attention. So that's what happens.
Really?
Okay, and better footwear.
I might have been Monroe when I was younger.
You did?
I mean, I had a hangnail. I need to go to the nurse.
What
She's
do I say? I mean, what do I,
you
as a mom, what do I say?
Sweetheart, we don't go to the nurse unless it's a really important thing, like going to the hospital. We go to the nurse for a headache or, you know, a hangnail that's like antique.
Not a student accidentally sat on my arm.
Sat on her
arm.
Stood
I have to
on
tell you
arm.
Something funny. So Troy's 11, my oldest, and he came home yesterday or the day before and told Brianna, my daughter, so mom, there's 2 girls in my class who think they're kittens. I guess there's this new thing out about furries. They wear the tail and the ears, and if the teacher calls on them, they go meow. And so Troy's like, it's very distracting. So Brianna's like, mom, what do I do with this information? I said, go to the principal, go to the superintendent. She didn't. The superintendent had no idea that furries were a real thing. So
oh,
I don't
we know.
Know
about furries.
I've never heard about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, back in my
we
day.
We have not had the furry conversation. She's seven. We have not had that.
I didn't know that was
I
even allowed.
I may have mentioned it to my
I go, it's not Halloween.
Yeah, no, they shouldn't
Halloween.
Be wearing tails.
So they stopped it.
Good. Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the Sirius XM app.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.